Hi, looking back on August 24, when on a hot August night in 1972, Neil Diamond took to the stage to record one of the all-time greatest live albums, one of the biggest selling albums of the 70s. In 1994, a star emerged in Australian sport. Cathy Freeman won gold in the 400 metres at the Victoria Commonwealth Games. She backed it up with another gold in the 200.
She comes! It's Freeman! She takes the lead, 30 up, and Freeman home over Gainsford. She gets the double!
And in 2018, Scott Morrison became Prime Minister, emerging victorious in a leadership battle. He replaced Malcolm Turnbull and defeated Peter Dutton in a vote for the PM's job.
What Josh and I are here to tell you, as the new generation of Liberal leadership, is we're on your side.
To the birthdays, one of Australia's greatest voices, Julie Anthony, is 72. Comedian Stephen Fry is 64, was on Blackadder before the comedy show A Bit of Fry and Laurie.
Had a lot of trouble there, as I did in my other schools, got expelled from a lot of them, ended up in prison. It's a whole other story.
One of the busiest actors of the 80s, Steve Guttenberg, is 63, churned out a stack of films, Cocoon, Three Men and a Baby and the sequels, Short Circuit, and then there were the Police Academy movies.
Caring is a crime, and trying is a felony. I guess we're all going to plead guilty.
Australian actress Elizabeth Debicki turns 31, making a name for herself in Hollywood after appearing in The Great Gatsby and Tenet.
I've actually had different questions from every person. It's sort of like a different piece of the puzzle needs to fall in differently for every person.
And one of the stars of the Harry Potter movies, Rupert Grint, who played Ron Weasley, turns 33.
After we finished, I felt a bit lost, really, because it was such a huge part of my life and all of our lives, really.
Finally, legendary actor and director Richard Attenborough died on this day in 2014 at the age of 90. The older brother of Sir David Attenborough won Academy Awards for the movie Gandhi.
Ben's performance is a little short of miraculous. I don't think the film would have had that particular element if it hadn't been Ben Kingsley.
Remembering Richard Attenborough on August 24.